CKUT 90.3 FM. Continue de se vivre tout le monde. I'll be bringing you
There's only one Mo Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love is life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Keep working, keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. So, keep moving, keep growing, keep learning. See you at work.
Yes, 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 yes. Good morning, Montreal. Good morning, Montreal. 7 o'clock in the morning. Y'all wait all week for this. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM, the Morning Detour. Let's go.
I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Hope you smile when you listen. Ain't no competition, just competing for attention. And you like, I'm not on no games. Well, baby, I've been peeping and you ain't been the same. Like, who been on your mind? Who got your time? Who you been vibing with and why can't make you mine? Be texting me, checking me, calling me your slime. And now you treat me like my worth less than a dime. And if we paint a perfect picture, we can make it last forever. And you're the only one I want to wear my orange sweater. I told you I am down for the worst or the better. But I keep sticking to you cause I'm for a stupid letter.
You got me singing love songs, love songs, love songs.
You got me singing love songs.
Get the shot and notes. Everything you saying is fine, but have you tried a new approach? 2020, I see clear. I'm not trying to little fears to love, but finding love looking in the mirror.
Love song.
B2K and I miss a lot of hoes, but I don't play with them. I don't wanna lay with them. Wouldn't start my day with them. Wouldn't even share shade with them. They be ashy. This for my baby, she classy, yeah.
Before,
instead, I'm not fucking the backseat.
And if we paint a perfect picture, we can make it last forever. And you're the only one I want to wear my orange sweater. I told you I am down for the worst, all the better. But I keep sticking to you cause I'm for a stupid letter.
You got me singing love songs, love songs.
Momentary night in your paradise. I need your momentary night. Cause you'll make the wrong feel like a right. Open blinded eyes. I don't know what the end is like. But I wanna be there with you.
So it's love, you're not just craving my touch. Got some things to clean up, we'll be fine. While your face all it feels, I promise I'll be right here. When you need me, just call anytime. And we can float on the midnight river. We can fly through the moonlit sky. We can float on the midnight river. For the rest of our life.
Appreciating every magical encounter. Let go of insecurities, they don't matter. All of the chatter, I'm in a mix of batter. At the plate of batter, about to swing and shatter. Any expectation, brand new revelation. Better conversation,
with no limitation. Got no time to play it like a station, ayy. You know I'm on the way and I can almost taste the day. Taste of you, give a nigga deja vu. Welcome back, I feel like Mace did too, true. Hallelujah to the sky, feel like I died and went to heaven. It's love and I just hope you get the message, yeah.
Tell me it's love, you're not just craving my touch. Got some things to clean up, we'll be fine. Yeah, hide your face on your face. I promise I'll be right here. When you need me, just call anytime. We can float on the midnight river. We can fly through the moonlit sky. We can float on the midnight river. For the rest of our lives. Tell me it's love, you're not just craving my touch. Got some things to clean up, we'll be fine. While you face all your fears, I promise I'll be right here. When you need me, just call anytime. And we can float on the midnight river.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. 7:08 in the morning. Only in Quebec, people. Only in Quebec. What a week it's been. What a week it's been. Lola, we made international news once again. We've made international news once again, but you got to kind of go through it a little bit. You got to kind of go through it. They tell me it's 2022. So, Lorena, only in Quebec. It wasn't even it was bad enough we have the worst roads in the world. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even bad enough that we could never get a Christmas tree right. And anytime they talk about Quebecers internationally, we get embarrassed a little bit. We're one of the few places in the world where there's a mandated curfew, even though there's no clear proof that putting a whole city under a curfew really works or curves the code. And let that sit in a little bit. There's no proof that it really works. But, you know, I digress. We move along. We have influencers on the plane on December 30th. Mm-hmm. They were vaping. They were drinking. They were partying. No mask. And look, we're going to talk about that in the Fresh Face Friday. But low-key, we've all wanted to do it. Low-key, we've all wanted to do it.
Of course.
But you got to think about others. We're in a pandemic. And on top of it, we have thousands. I think the number's at 20,000 nurses. Burnt out, tired. But you know what? Quebec's like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take away your vacations.
It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Only in Quebec. Only in Quebec. Montreal, my city, 7:07 in the morning. This is the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. And this is the Morning Detour, the premier morning show. I'm your host, Weezy Mo Chaser. The Montreal Kobe Bryant, they know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm with the calm and the storm, the PRs of all PRs. Listen, I run it by Lorena. If Lorena says it's right, I know the fire is right. You're my litmus test. You know what I mean? You're my barometer. You're my thermometer. And you know, we all need a thermometer these days. We should have invested in that joint 3 years ago, Lorena.
Right.
How you doing, Queen?
I'm doing good. I'm cold. As people
you're always
that are
cold,
watching.
Man. You cold already?
Listen, we were outside for a little bit waiting to get in here.
Yo, why are you putting our business out there, man? Sometimes you got to be outside for a little bit. Sometimes you got to be outside for
and
a little
then
bit.
And I had to wait and stuff this morning. So I'm cold. So my jacket will be on for a little bit longer.
A lot of things to talk about, man. So let's open up here, man. Shout out New Mike. Shout out to all my friends that got pitched in and put some money together. Got this for me for my birthday. I wasn't able to purchase it till the holidays. We'll make sure we got the best deal. Shout out to Doc from Free Agents Media. We put our money together. We got the new mics. I'm on the new shore. This is the first time I put my voice on it.
How does it feel?
It feels different, man. It feels smooth. I can't wait to hear the playback and all of that. New Year's Eve was last Friday.
What did you do?
You know, hey, listen, let me put my business out there.
Oh, wait, I'm snitching. Sorry.
No. I was going to talk about it regardless. So I went up and stayed by some friends. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to do the Haitian thing. I had to get that soup right. But I won't lie, I didn't have the soup that night. You know, I was fed a couple pieces, a little squash, stuff like that. Okay. It was good. I had it a few nights after. But good vibe, man. You know what they say, you know, who you surround yourself to begin the year that kind of sets a tone for the rest of the year.
Okay.
It's a good vibe. Has some good jokes. You know, you know when people's family members talking about joining the SWAT and the army at 40 years old. I mean, talking about I crave action and his wife is on the side of the room giving me the side eye. I'm not putting these words in his mouth. But great vibe. It's 2022. The drama continued. My grandmother's been in the hospital for the last couple of days on my Haitian side. Wow. I finally got accepted into the Haitian cousin group, WhatsApp group. So I was finally, I was finally inducted in there. But yeah, my granny's doing a little bit better now.
That's good.
They took her out the COVID floor. But that's scary, man. My grandma's like 91, 92.
That is scary. But I'm glad she's doing good.
Yeah, man, she's doing a little better. You know, grandma, you know, she thought they're going to unplug her. So it's kind of like a dichotomy going between like the cousins and then we have our aunts and uncles. Mm-hmm. So it's like a three-tier system. And then I kind of fall in like really under the crust because I'm like the half cousin. So like I don't even know what to say in the group, but that's neither here nor there, man. What did you do for New Year's Eve? A good bottle of wine?
Yeah, I had wine and I usually eat seafood. So that's what I did. Made sure the food was good.
You're a big seafood person. Like, so you're just not doing meat at all?
No, I do eat meat, but I love seafood. So in those types of like situations, New Year's and stuff, I'm eating seafood.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody around the city had a safe New Year's Eve. Couldn't go nowhere anyway.
Exactly.
Unless you wanted to face a ticket. A lot of people did a lot of sleepovers.
Well, 10 o'clock, that's before the ball drops.
And that New York ball has been off for the last 2 years.
Yo, didn't it look like COVID? It looked like the illustrations on the news.
If COVID had a face, Times Square was crazy. Nobody had no mask on. Well, a few people had masks on.
No, people had masks on, but a lot of people were getting like proposed. And then like, you know, when you propose and then the couples kiss and then they're kissing with the mask on.
What are you talking about? Why are people trying to kiss with a mask on?
There was one couple that kissed with the mask on. There was a couple that took off their mask and I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, there was a couple that kissed with the mask still on.
You see the times we're living in now?
It's crazy.
It's a weird time. You know, quiet is kept. You know, I don't want to get too biblical too early in the morning here. What are we, January 7th, 2022? I was at a service, shout out to my man Kareem. I was at a service about a year ago, and they're talking about, you know, in the Bible, they talk about this. Mm-hmm. That, you know, like, I'm looking at a lot of these things like omens now. They talk about this, you know, not per se the end of the world, but like things really getting really dark.
Yeah.
They've talked about this.
Yeah. Mm. A lot of people have talked about this. Mm. And they've been called crazy.
Mm.
And now look what's happening.
I don't know, man. A pandemic that's affected the world equals wrath of the world. The key component we're going to talk about here in the Fresh Face Fridays, before I get into that, I want to shout out B-Con, because man, B-Con shipped us out some stuff, man. I apologize, Montreal. I forgot my other cord to plug in the phone. It was early morning. I didn't hear that first alarm. So we'll give it away next week as well. But he only sent the big sizes now. He normally he sent the regular ones. He sent me the large, the XL, sent me some lubricant, sent us some masks. So we'll be giving that away next week. I'm sorry. For those that hit me up on the DM, I got your box for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people hit me up on the DM. Shout out to my boy Tegans. You know what I mean? And then it's awkward, right? Because you want to tell people, okay, do you need like a large? Because I ain't trying to be in people's business. You know, I don't want to give you a sign. You know what I mean? I don't want to give you a
sign. If you're the condom pusher, then you're gonna have to get the right.
When did we become these people? Like when we got together about 16, 17 years ago, and I was propositioning you in college. I was like, yo, I'm trying to do this thing. We never thought we'd be pushing condoms and facials and.
Well, no, but I think it's a great thing that it's a black-owned company.
Yeah,
you never think of these things, right? So shout out to Jason. Thank you for sending the box. Really appreciate it. But yeah, it's a great thing. And no, I did not see you pushing condoms in 2022.
Well, if you don't know, B Condoms, Protect the Culture, is the only black owned condom company. It's FDA approved. It's vegan friendly, paraben free. It's thinner than your average condom. It's beautiful. I've had it before. I've shared it with people around my community. They said it's great. So it's black owned, it's great. And a portion of the proceeds of everything sold from B-Condoms goes to educating our black community on STIs and teen pregnancies, which is a very good look. And you can't wait for nobody else. You know what I mean? We got to do what we got to do for our own community. So shout out to B-Condoms, Jason Panda. And right now, they're in Walmart. Come on,
congratulations,
man. They're in Walmart
That's
in
amazing.
Georgia. Come on, man.
That's amazing.
And did you catch that the other day? If y'all don't know about Love Vera, if y'all ain't know about Love Vera, listen, all these plugs, these are all plugs Lorena brought to the table. Love Vera in Forbes.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs on the horizon. Entrepreneurs to look out for. Love Vera, black-owned lingerie company out of Los Angeles. Beautiful.
Their stuff is really, really
for everybody. Plus size, slim size.
Support. Yeah, they have all sizes, and it's for our skin tone, for black and brown women.
And indigenous. What was it? BIPOC?
Yes.
I hate all these acronyms.
I'm not a fan either, but I mean, it is what it is. I want to be respectful. But for people of color, it is a great brand. Please support them. They're doing amazing things as well.
Yeah, man, so that's great, man. So Love Vera, we're definitely going to figure out a way, but I want to go check them this year. I told Nate I'm coming down. I'm trying to go down around. I say they photo shoots looking like video shoots now.
Well, I was going to say something, but, you know, let me be, you know.
What happened, Larina?
I was going to say you need your third shot now.
We're going to get Larina. We're going to get into all the melee. Let me, you know, I was just scrolling up to the melee here. Let me just open up. Let's do the Fresh Face Fridays. Fresh Face Fridays brought to you by Synergy Medi Spa. Real people, real results. Please check out Synergy Medi Spa. They do everything: body sculpting, facial peels, and much more. Laser removals, all of that. Synergy.medispa. Follow them on Instagram. Fresh Face Friday. Real people, real results. So I don't know if you're living under a rock. Influencers. Mm-hmm. Reality stars. You know what I mean? I was talking to RG last night. I'm like, they didn't even go to DR. They went to Cancun. You know, no offense to all my Mexican listeners. You know, I love all my listeners. But come on, it wasn't Dominican Republic.
That's because you love Dominican Republic. Cancun is
when Mexican. I bring you to DR Arena, and the dude with the glitter on his chest is doing the flames in front of you, you won't be giving me that face. Yeah, I'm going to make your face a meme. People talk to me all the time, like, Larina's face when you guys do the show. Like, you guys streaming the show is everything in life. I say, yeah, she's over me. I say, her and Sadie been over me for a long time. So, about a dozen passengers managed to arrive in Montreal Wednesday night from Mexico after video footage of their flight down south on December 30th showed Quebec social media influencers and reality stars partying, maskless, vaping, drinking in the aisles on board of Sunwing Airlines. Now, let's be honest with you. When I first heard this report, I was a little bit jealous. Because I don't know if y'all like me. I love to fly. I love to move around from city to city, country to country. Yeah, I've always wanted to party in the air. I've always wanted to be part of the Mile High Club. I thought this was really cool. In hindsight. I thought it was really cool in hindsight. And then I saw the video footage. Mm-hmm. It made me uneasy. That plane didn't go. That plane. They had to play the wavy, Larina. What was going on? So it was a scramble for many of them as multiple Canadian airlines say they refused to let them board their planes to return home after the controversial charter flight made headlines worldwide. Only in Quebec. Name me a time, Luina, we've made headlines for a positive reason.
Oh, I was about to say, we made headlines before, but something positive? I don't know.
And we are going to go into it at some point because Cult Montreal, shout out to Cult Montreal. Cult Montreal put out a poll, I think it was worldwide, I think it was Canada-wide. Mm-hmm. And Quebec was the last place where people want to live. So we pulled up a list of pros to living in Quebec. That's after 8:30.
Well, I can't wait for that.
So our influencers drew some harsh words from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And we're going to talk about Mr. Trudeau today. Because certain things ain't adding up. I ain't that smart. The math isn't that math in. So several people on the December 30th flight were headed for Mexico for a New Year's Eve holiday and posted videos of themselves partying and drinking alcohol inside the plane. They were sharing the bottles. It was like live, but on a plane. Like, it was crazy. So at least one of the passengers on that flight says she was tested positive for COVID-19 and worries there could be dozens more positive cases amongst the group. So the airline trouble for the passengers comes after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau condemned their behavior on Wednesday, saying that what they did on the plane was completely irresponsible and a slap in the face for those respecting public health guidelines. So the plane party is also the subject of at least two investigations, one by Sunwing and the other by Transport Canada, for possible violations of Canadian aviation regulations, which could bring fines up to $5,000 per violation for the passengers. But I heard the fines can go from $5,000 to $1 million.
It can, but it's not going to go that far.
Yo, Trudeau is really on one, huh? So what was your take on this, Luna, when you saw this melee? You know, everybody's talking about it. I saw everybody on the lives. Me, personally, aside from myself and Kiki, I only want to hear Renzel on social issues in the city. You know what I mean? Let's be honest. If you're not Renzel, Kiki, or myself, I don't want to hear you on social issues because I feel like three of us were unbiased, and I think we're objective enough to step back and understand, you know what, when we're at fun, where we're not. I didn't know we had so much influencers and reality stars in Quebec. I know we have Occupation Double, which is like Big Brother.
There's a lot. me working in PR, there's a lot.
Oh, watch the flex.
I'm just saying, that opened my eyes to see how many influencers we do have and the kind of things that they get to do and get to receive.
Yeah.
But they've been traveling this whole time, Air Canada. I can't say Air Canada, but all the flights and companies and all that stuff, this is how they promote themselves now. Yeah. So these influencers have been taking trips back and forth for time. It's just now they got caught.
That party was real, though. You think the government's heavy-handed a little bit? $5,000 fines? I think one of them got arrested when they landed.
Yeah, one of them did.
And they're not allowed to talk to the media, because I was trying to get one of the guys on the show. They're not allowed to talk to the media. The guy that organized it said if they talk to the media, they won't pay for their flight back.
Well, I think it's a smart move because they need to try and get this to settle down, because everybody's making such a big deal out of it. And then all the companies, the plane companies, were like, oh, we're not going to allow them to fly back on our...
Weren't you shocked by that? You guys are in a pandemic as a business, mm-hmm. I would think. Mm-hmm. I'm not that smart, I'm just from Côte d'Ivoire. I would think, university degree, whatever. You would think you want the business? They partied on that one plane.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're going to do that on your plane. That, if you guys have strict rules and, okay, where was the flight attendants? Where was the pilot when this was going on? No, I've heard nobody talk about that. Where was the flight attendants?
They probably can't talk about it, but obviously the pilot is making sure that...
I didn't see one... Yeah, literally, five, making sure the plane's afloat. They can put that joint on autopilot. I didn't see one flight attendant in the video. And then one of the chicks was like, oh, she was sleeping. Homegirl, we have you on video.
I don't know. But of course, the other brands, flight brands or whatever, jumped in. You know, when something happens, everybody wants to jump on board, solidarity, we're not doing this or what have you. But then they're going to be the ones that are going to be flying out influencers next month. Yeah. When the next thing hits the news cycle, it's going to be over.
Only in Quebec. Always a bad look, man. But, what do you want us to do? We love to party. We love our drink. And apparently we love our vape as well. There's more to come
for that list at 8:30.
What list? the pros? Oh, yeah. It's gonna be a great conversation. I wanted to open it up to the public, but I forgot the plug-in for the phone. But listen, man, it's 7:22 in the morning, January 7th, 2022. You loving the new year so far? We're a weekend. It's kind of shaky.
It's kind of early.
It's kind of shaky. Too early for everybody trying to go to the gym. No gym to go into. We have so much to talk about this morning.
I know.
Vax passport to go into SQDC and SAQ. Listen, we're going to open up our company this morning, Lorena. We're going to be doing deliveries for those that don't have their papers right. What do West Indians say? When your papers ain't straight. When your papers ain't straight, we don't get you right this morning.
There's going to be a lot of side hustles.
We're going to open up some side hustles. All right, let's play some music. When we come back, we'll do some local and international news. This is The Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
One time, boy, I want you to be mine. Can I come see you now? Can I lay with you outside? Can I touch your lips with mine? 'Cause I need
automatic ways when we touch base. Just tryna fuck a bad bitch, it's a good day. I'm talking knowledge, I ain't just tryna parlay. Try to tame, not to bring that ass around me. Okay, no tears, I want it all off. Don't trip, I won't get caught up, baby. You got work, you better call up. All week, you need it all up. Baby, I don't mean to tell you what to do, but it's all this and shine. Just wanna take you. Girl, you know I don't wanna leave. It's the truth, just want you. I wanna take you. Girl, you know I don't wanna leave. Take our time, we could take our time. I'm a long stroke for a long time. Swimming in your pussy, I'm a diving. Your nigga keep blowing up your line, but it don't silent. Okay, I just play my role. Told me we should take it slow. Yeah, sex so good, got you shook, yeah. Sex so good, got you hooked, yeah, yeah. Babe, I don't mean to tell you what to do. Much anguish.
Just wanna take you away.
Girl, you know.
Girl, you know I don't wanna stay. It's the truth, just want you. I wanna
take you.
Girl, you know I don't wanna stay. It's the truth, I want you.
Morning Detour, Wheezy Mo Chaser, alongside Lorena PR, Lolo. Yo, I can always predict your face when the madness is coming. I can always predict your face when the madness is coming. Shout out to the new mic. This thing sounded right. Okay, so let's jump right into it. Local, international news. A lot of things is going on. So burnt out nurses in Quebec have vacations canceled amid pandemic's fifth wave. I don't even know what wave we were in at this point.
Yeah, I lost count.
So overworked nurses in Quebec looking for a break from COVID-19 are being told to cancel their vacations in the latest move to keep the healthcare network afloat during the fifth wave of the pandemic. This is crazy. Yeah. I'm a healthcare worker, but you know what I'm saying? You know what? This one, shout out to all the PABs. Shout out to all the nurses and doctors, especially PABs. PABs are understaffed. They're the ones that's bathing the patients and wiping their bums and all of that. That's a real job. That's a real, real job. You know, not to discredit the nurses and the doctors, none of that. But PAB is out here doing the groundwork. So now, under the strain of nearly 2 years of the pandemic, that burden could soon get worse because of a government decree adopted in the first week of the pandemic that's still in force. It allows hospital administrators to cancel vacations of nurses and other healthcare workers. So that's crazy. So the head of the Quebec's main Federation of Nurses said the decree is the most destructive piece of legislation for healthcare workers. You would think a government would be a little bit more appeasing. Shout out to you, brother, to listen to me on the Black DG Kicks coming to you live. You think the government would be a little bit more sensitive, or, you know, I don't even know the proper adjective at this point for healthcare workers. Underwork, understaffed, underpaid, and surrounded by this pandemic every day. Like, every day I go to work. Like,
they're running them into the ground.
Yeah.
They should be a priority to make sure that there is no burnout, there's no high turnover rates, because we really need them at this point. And I feel like they're being undervalued and not respected for the work that they do and they've been putting in for the past, I don't even know how long we've been in this situation. So I think it's disgusting what they're doing.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And now we're talking about thousands and thousands of nurses that are burnt out or sick now.
Yeah.
Make it make sense. Right now across the province, there are more than 11,000 healthcare workers off the job, either sick or in isolation, as hospital admissions keep on rising. We're going to move forward. France detects new COVID-19 variant, IHU. I thought this was a new emoji. I'm like, well, I'm like, what is the acronym for IHU? It says more infectious than Omicron.
They're all more infectious than the last one.
So the new variant, B1640.2, which has been detected in 12 patients near Marseille, contains 46 mutations, making it more resistant to vaccines and infections. Yo.
I don't know.
Oh, man, it's called IHU. Some 12 cases have been spotted so far near Marseille, which is the first link to travel to the African country, Cameroon. I think I stopped saying that, like, it's linked to all these African countries. Like, a lot of these African countries are the first to detect it.
Yeah.
And then they want, and then, so you got to watch the verbiage. Our beautiful melanin doctors in Africa detect the thing first, and then they turn around and say, okay, well, it originated from Africa. No, they didn't originate from Africa. They're the first one to spot it.
Mm-hmm.
Open your eyes. There's variants everywhere. So, you know, the strain carries the N501Y mutation. None of us know what the hell this thing is. Like, the WHO thinks that everybody has a degree in immunology. Like, we don't. But clearly, we should have got more understanding of the human biology and physiology and infections in school, right? Shout out to all the teachers, man, doing the virtual thing, man. I know it's hard. I give it to these kids. I couldn't do the virtual. Imagine us at Wager at Riverside doing the virtual.
There's no way.
Bro, everybody will have the same background. Everybody by Jeff's house. Teachers like, how come you guys all got the same? Nobody putting up their screen. Everybody's just an avatar. Make it make sense. And I do co-sign a lot of these ideas, but I spoke to a lot of people. I don't know if a lot of people are under the impression that the COVID-19 vaccine was a cure. It wasn't a cure. It wasn't going to prevent you from having COVID. We said that numerous of times.
Yeah, but no.
Oh, okay. Do I need to stop the beat, Larry, to talk to me?
Because in the beginning, mm-hmm. that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
They were saying it's a cure. Mm-hmm. And then after, mm-hmm. when people were like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
I'm still getting sick.
And I got the vaccine, right?
They were just like, oh, well, this is a preventative measure so that you're not as sick as if you didn't take the vaccine. So they changed their whole story.
So if they're saying that almost 90% of the Quebec population is vaccinated, mm-hmm. okay, just walk with me here in Montreal, my city. So if you're saying that at least almost 90% of the population is vaccinated, and if the vaccine is effective, why did the government shut down places that only vaccinated people can go? Okay. I'm not that smart. Okay. If the vaccine is effective, why the majority of cases, at least half, are vaccinated people? So you guys gave us a vaccine that can't even adjust to different variants, and now you guys are trying to impose more things for people to get the third booster and for people to get vaccinated. And this is why I mentioned this. Quebecers will need to show vaccine passports to access liquor, cannabis stores. So the SAQ and the SQDC. The only people that's been going there, well, everybody goes there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Goes
it's
there.
The only, you guys close the gyms, but you leave the liquor and weed stores open. This pandemic has shown me one thing, that the government wants to divide us. Because the only thing that I've seen come out of this pandemic and their plan to curb this, mm-hmm. is them tearing people apart. Friendships, relationships, families, Everybody's I've never seen something. I thought race was the ultimate divider. This is divided people. Like when you put someone's health in collusion with their ideologies, it's a perfect storm.
But so, I even saw that this morning. Like, there's a barber shop, and it's like, if you don't have the vaccine passport, you can't come. You like, please don't come in. It's a barber shop. Barber shop, like, you're supposed to be able to serve everybody.
But we're all at square one now. We're back, all back at square one now. Vaccinated, unvaccinated, everybody's sick.
According to some people, it doesn't matter. And then also, too, on the news, they're saying that unvaccinated people make up 50% of the hospitalizations. So they're claiming they're taking up the most space. So people are taking that information and they're running with it.
But also, too, a lot of people that are vaccinated, they're under that impression, oh, my gosh, I have this immunity amongst me, so I'm not going to get tested.
No.
I'm not going to do the CPAP. I'm not going to do the rapid test. Oh, you know, I have a couple symptoms. It can't be that because I'm vaccinated, because you're under the impression mentally that you have, like, this armor and you don't. Mm-mm. And for them to keep running behind this thing, well, you know, half the hospitalizations unvaccinated, everybody's sick. So this takes away all credibility of this vaccine passport because everybody's back at square zero. It doesn't make no sense. But still, the government is pushing this. Now you guys want close down. Now you guys want people to be showing their vax passport to get into the SQDC and the SAQ because you want to add an extra incentive. But it's already 90% of the population is vaccinated.
But I have a question. Because remember when everything was shutting down and they weren't shutting down the SAQ because they're like, oh, people with addictions,
yeah,
like it's not going to go well. Then what if like the majority of the people with the addictions are not vaccinated? So what happens then? Because that was a priority before, right?
Christian Dubé and François Legault is trying to divide Quebec society, but only in Quebec. So let me quote our health minister, Christian Dubé. I'm going to reach the echelon this year. I'm going to interview these guys. I'm not going to attack them. I just make it make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's sick, vaccinated, unvaccinated, but you're still trying to push this vax passport. Make it make sense. And on top of it, the curfew. And we're going to get to it in a little bit. A whole bunch of scholars are saying there is not enough evidence that says that putting someone in a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. is going to curb anything.
No. No.
Only in Quebec. Health Minister Christian Dubé, I quote him, I hope this will be an additional incentive for some to get their first dose, he said. Noting the new measure will come into effect on January 18th. The vaccination passport will be extended to certain non-essential commerces in the coming weeks, and we'll be coming back with a list after we've talked to those in the industry. Dubé has strong words for anyone who is not adequately vaccinated, saying additional measures would follow. Though they make up only 10% of the population, they represent half of people in the intensive care unit. But the other half is what? Aliens? The other half is vaccinated. So what are we saying? Christian Dubé, he's going to say some more, though. He's going to say some more. So he goes on to say, let me be very clear. If they can't protect themselves, we will protect them against themselves.
What?
Yeah. Yo, this is sound like some prophet, some dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be very clear, Christian Dubé, our health minister. If they can't protect themselves, the only 10% of the population he's talking to, we will protect them against themselves, he said. And we will make sure that they understand very clearly that if they don't want to be vaccinated, they just stay home.
But they've been staying home.
Make it make sense, man. It's Quebec. Make it make sense.
If the unvaxxed are not allowed to go anywhere, where are they going?
The new rule comes as Dubé estimates at least 20,000 healthcare workers are currently sick with COVID-19. So you guys created this vaccine and you pushed it on people and it's not a cure. And you guys knew that this COVID-19 was going to have multiple mutations. And here we are. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Apparently the province is now documenting a positivity rate. I have no idea what that is.
Neither do I. I really don't.
Yo, there's so much new terms and vibes, that comes to doing this broadcast and comes to doing this news thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's more melee. Vaccination rules for COVID-19 benefits to stick for the foreseeable future, minister says. So the federal minister in charge of aid to the unemployed says jobless Canadians who refuse to get vaccinated may find themselves blocked from benefits so long as public health concerns remain top of mind. They're going to take away the welfare. They're going to take away the welfare if you're not vaccinated, even though it's proven not to save anybody from anything at this point.
But I feel like the more that people comply with everything and follow the rules, of course, they're going to continue to add on things.
Yeah, what more could we make them do?
But nobody's really pushing back. I feel like that's something we'll probably see more in the U.S. if something like this does happen.
Are we going to carry the trident and the shield? Are we going to carry the sword in the war of pushing back on this? Because, you know, the head of CKD told me, you know, Lizzie, you got to chill on some of the talks. But I'm like, I'm not trying to incite rebellion. But at a certain point, we're going to push back on this. This is crazy now. This curfew thing is a little bit much.
To me, it is. Sorry, CKUT, for doing
we keep it 1,000, man. That's more show in the country, man. We keep it 1,000. We're trying to break rules, man.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. It's not clear.
They're going to take away benefits. I tell you, they're going to take away. If you're not vaccinated, you won't get that welfare check. I'm telling you that right now. I can see them coming already. But yeah, I was just talking about this. So the
but then again, who is this targeting?
The 10% of the population that's not vaccinated.
No, but I'm saying welfare people.
Yeah, minorities, visible minorities.
Exactly.
You know, okay. Well, you know, it's been a theme in this province for a while. I guess it's going to go in the cons column, right?
I guess.
It was really hard to find pros of living in Quebec, which is a little bit astonishing. But I was speaking about it earlier on this morning. Quebec government faces backlash for second curfew. Not a lot of people talking about it. Thank God it's from CTV. So critics say there's a little evidence curfew slows transmission of COVID-19. That should have been the headline.
Mm-hmm.
There's little evidence. I would think if you're going to put a curfew for the second time, that you guys got clear evidence and indications off the first time that this works.
Exactly. I would think the same thing too.
But then it leads off with little evidence. Little to none, huh? Okay. Quebec is one of the few jurisdictions in the world, once again only in Quebec, to impose a curfew in a pandemic, let alone do it twice. So thanks to a belief in a strong provincial government, the first curfew was generally accepted by the population. We're like, okay, we didn't know no better. We're like, okay, well,
yeah,
there's been a curfew.
It feels
like North Korea. It's okay, fine, we'll try it out. So according to McGill University political science professor Daniel Balon, we got to get some of these people on the show, man. I'm going to write this guy's name down. The strict public health measure was criticized by 13 academics and public health experts in an open letter published on the website Pivot the same day Legault made the announcement. Members of all three opposition parties in Quebec have also denounced the curfew since then. When's the Legault election? Because this has been wild. The CAC government has been wild.
I'm still nervous because look at our last two elections that happened.
Look at our prime minister, and then you wonder why the grocery woman went off on the girl at the grocery store on the poor Chinese person.
Saying,
because we have a prime minister on both sides of our province and the country that's inciting this kind of hateful behavior. We'll get to Trudeau in a minute. So the open letter noted that most outbreaks throughout the pandemic in the province has taken place in school, daycares, and workplaces. So that's again. There's no curfew there. Well, you know, schools are remotely now. Goddamn. Thank God we don't have to do that. So at best, the curfew is a spectacle, the letter said. At worst, it is a punishment on the individuals to mask the negligence and systemic inaction in managing the pandemic. I know we've never been faced with, our government has never been faced with a pandemic of this magnitude before.
Yeah.
I just feel it could have been managed a little bit better.
Come on.
I'm not saying you have to be perfect as a government, mm-hmm. but I just feel like there's some things like, you know, it's a year or two. You know, season one, we work out a lot of the kinks.
Yeah.
By season two, you know who your main characters are. By season two, I know, you know, this scene is good for Nikki. Let me go to Nikki on this.
Yeah, but normally if it's not good, it gets canceled. And for some reason, it's not getting canceled. People are still voting for the same people to come in back into office. Doesn't make any sense to
you. See, you should have more degrees, because Jean-Sébastien Falloux, a University of Montreal professor, said the curfew may do more harm than good, especially for marginalized populations.
As usual.
Larina's like, the math is not mathing. 10 p.m. Oh, boy. You know, let me touch on this real quick. I got to touch on Trudeau real quick. He's none of our best friends up here at the Morning Detour. You know, if it wasn't blackface or some little off-the-cuff thing, we've given Justin Trudeau, our Prime Minister of Canada, a lot of passes.
Yeah, we have.
I think it's time to draw the line. He goes on to say Canadians are angry with the unvaccinated. No, we're not. Anybody mad at anybody?
That's what I want
to
know.
Anybody? Lorena, I want everybody to do what they feels best in their heart. Who am I to tell someone to do with their body? Even though 90% of us is vaccinated, everybody's sick. Ain't changed nothing. We're all back to square one. Everybody's sick. And it's awkward. Okay, albeit Omicron is not, you know, symptoms aren't as aggressive
mm-hmm.
as that first one. I don't even know what we called the first one. I guess it's COVID-19, the original. I don't know. But Omicron, not sending less people to the hospital, I guess. But let's get into Trudeau. I'm going to quote Prime Minister Trudeau. I don't have a Trudeau voice, though. He goes on to say, people are seeing cancer treatments and elective surgeries put off because the beds are filled with people who chose not to get vaccinated. You know, Trudeau, also 50% of those beds are people that are vaccinated, but neither here or there. People who close to get vaccinated, they're frustrated. When people see that we're in lockdowns or serious public health restrictions, you put us in lockdown. Like you may seem like as soon as the COVID numbers rises, mm-hmm. it initiates a lockdown. No, you guys initiated that. You guys think this was the best idea.
That's your decision.
Or serious public health restrictions right now because of risk people pose to all of us. By unvaccinated people get angry. You see this? This is divisive right here. This is divisive. You see, this creating divide. 90% of the population is vaccinated for the first iteration, mm-hmm. and nobody's protected for the second iteration. And then now we have IHU, which is like a new emoji acronym. I don't know what's going on. So we're gonna get the third booster, and then IHU is gonna finally make its way over to our shores. And then it's gonna be like, I tell you, it's gonna be like one of those coffee carts. Like you're just gonna punch it every day.
Yeah, but another thing is there's so much information that's coming out. So they're even saying like, remember how before it's like your shots are good for like 6 months and then the percentage starts going down. Yeah. And now they're saying the boosters are good for 3 months and then it starts to wear off. But it's like, how often?
Yeah, shoot me up with everything because they ain't going to change nothing.
Yeah, but then that's not good because then I heard a cardiologist talking about you shouldn't be getting the shots so close together because of the spike proteins and what it's doing to people's hearts. So I'm just like, what is happening?
I thought... you would think, right? You would think when they're like, okay, we're gonna do one vaccine, we're gonna do a booster. I'm thinking they've sat down with doctors, they've mm-hmm. sat down with experts, we've tested this out, we've looked at the physiology, we looked to see, okay, is this okay? Are the timelines between the shot, does this add up?
Yeah.
Am I ignorant to assume that these guys are doing these extra steps and precautions to protect the public? Or are we on this fast food kind of life of medicine?
I feel like it's fast food, but then I also feel like, are there any like studies that people are doing? Like all the medical students and stuff like that, like yeah. are they doing any studies to see what has happened or monitored people within the first year and a half of like getting the shots? Like, you know, did anything change? Are they suffering with anything? Mm. Is there something that could be improved with the shots? Like,
boy, this show's real this morning. it got real. Let me quote Trudeau. I'm gonna close out here. We got Nicki Minaj coming up. We have Between the Lyrics coming up in a few minutes. I want to quote Trudeau and say that this is fun because this way he kind of just brings the vaccine all together.
Okay.
This way he rolls it all into the tortilla here. He goes, I want to make sure people get the vaccine because it's the best tool.
Okay.
Listen on this for a minute. It's the best tool. Not the cure, mm-hmm. not the most effective thing, the best tool. Mm-hmm. See, the thing with tools, Larina, right? You can use use many different tools for the job.
Yeah, you can.
Our holistic measures could have worked too. That could have been a tool too. But I don't think Big Pharma gets a cut out of that tool.
Of course not.
I want to urge everybody to watch the show Dope Sick. Yeah, please watch Dope Sick.
Where can people watch Dope Sick?
You know, Disney Plus. Okay. Or on streaming service, fmovie.to. Listen, we got to get some sponsorships up here. Might be throwing up all the illegal streaming up here. We like the Renegade Morning Show. So he goes, because it's the best tool, and if we're always just going into lockdown, you're going to see people use that as an excuse to not get boosted or not to get vaccinated, he said. We can accommodate a small number that may not be vaccinated, but we can use the other tools as well to try and find balance in life. Oh boy, a lot of things to discuss here. It's the Morning Detour. Let's play some music. Coming up next, we have Nicki Minaj. You know, a second installment for our segment Between the Lyrics. Mm-hmm. We're going to play some fire a little bit here. So you know how things are going on. It's the Morning Detour. My CKT 90.3 FM.
Trying drugs for a month, hoping it'll give me up, hoping it'll make a change. Yeah. No, this is not a bluff. Too late to make me change. I've been feeling like a castaway. Sitting waiting on your page. That you about to pull up to the game. Then we practice 50 shades of gray. Me and punching on the grain. Bloody knuckles, I've been sleeping muddy. I'm so numb now to the run around. Are you sending me? Are you coming now? Cause I know soon I'll be coming down. I'll be coming down. I'll be coming down.
Change, trade the bus for a range, do that shit any day, they trade the game for they change, not a villain for a shame, yeah, who the pain, who the trust, who the love, I've been laying on the rug, trying drugs for a month, yeah, hoping that they keep me up, yeah, been up, yeah, I've been rolling in a club, yeah, rolling in a club, yeah, rolling up, you call my plug, yeah, shooting, shooting, I mean, yeah, shooting, shooting, stick you up, yeah.
Trying to get back, yeah. Rolling Stone, I'm moving on, never look back, yeah. Now tell the truth, baby, and don't ask. Only fifth I plead is when I'm running through sacks. I can give you the world, don't even stress. Van Nuys, 1/4 to 2, 5 the jet.
I can't control this feeling, baby. I need some sexual healing, baby. I should be right here with a nigga, babe. Should be discovering love underneath these sheets. Need some sexual healing, baby.
It's the biggest.
Should be right here with a nigga, babe.
Live it. That's my new shit, live it, live it. Kitchen sex on the counter, making love on my album. Tweaking cause I'm so freaky, fucking you every hour. There's some tossing your salad, I got multiple talents. Dallas, London, and Paris, then make love to a ballad. On the beach in Bahamas, if we speak, let's be honest. Got me roaming the streets, like I'm Meek on Katanas. Run the league like Giannis, never speak to your honor. I'm keeping my promise, I'm the king of Wakanda. Just watch what I say, I can't speak on no drama. Just lay on your back, just a kiss on your stomach. Bring a few friends, get you a bonus. I touch your wrist, time to get a new rolling. Damn, Marino or mine, guess who calling the plays? Put your team on the yacht, now they all in the maze. You all that I got, that's all I'ma say. If I write you a check, I could call it a day.
I can't control this feeling, baby. Some sexual healing, baby. You should be right here with a nigga, baby.
Yeah.
sexual healing, baby. You should be right here with a nigga, baby.
The spread of the COVID-19 virus and its variants has become critical. For everyone's well-being, contact must be kept to a minimum, and health measures must continue, including washing your hands, keeping your distance, and wearing a mask. If you have symptoms, get tested and self-isolate at home. This effort is essential. For more information, visit quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal by City, welcome back. 7:57 in the morning. It's the Morning Detour, the premier morning show in the country. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chase, alongside Lorena PR, the calm in the storm. Oh, man. It's about that time for us to do. Let me turn this down here. It's about time for us to do Between the Lyrics. We got Nikki Musique from the Poplar Podcast. Breakdown to Lowdown, the ultimate R&B experience. How are you doing this morning, Nikki Musique?
Hey, listen, I'm doing as well as I can during a 13-season pandemic. No, for real, it's like Grey's Anatomy series out here.
Yeah.
Like it's still going. You guys said earlier I heard season two. I'm like, we are past.
We're past season two. It's mm-hmm. It's a weird place to be in because it's you know, I think back to SARS. SARS was kind of different. It's like, you know, you, in your mind, you kind of felt, okay, this is just like a, you know, the Eastern African thing. It was like, it's mm-hmm. over there. Mm-hmm. When we deal with this thing, it's kind of like, it has to do with like cleanliness and people being clean and like germs. Mm-hmm. And it really makes you think about people around you. Like, yo, some of y'all was really ain't clean, huh? Some of y'all was really ain't clean.
I've known that
before. They were nasty. I saw that during the first wave when everybody rushed out to get hand sanitizer and cleaning products.
I was like, you have a 1-2 on hand, though? Y'all was really short on toilet paper, huh? Like, no, because, you know, we all grew up in a Caribbean household. Like our mom has always stockpiled everything. And I never understood why.
Yeah.
Until I became an adult. Shout out to Brenda, man. He's like, yeah, why are you buying, like, it's on special? I thought it was just a special thing. But it's prepared for these kind of times.
They never clean nothing.
I think no matter, you know, all ethnicities and nationalities have their upside. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody outside the Caribbean culture spend a week with a real Caribbean family. I'm talking about the Caribbean family, like, you know, we grew up in households where my mom had me washing my socks in the tub at 10 years old. You know what I mean?
Cool,
you know what I mean? I knew how to clean the fridge, you know, early. You know what I'm saying? Like sweep and mop and like that. Mm-hmm. I think every kid that's not Caribbean should come spend a week with a Haitian household. Shout out to the Soup Jumas. Soup Jumas are fabulous. I felt all my Haitian ancestors yeah. pumping
you
through my veins.
Yeah.
I also have to say, Scotian is included in this as well. Thank you very much. Continue yeah. on.
Listen, yes. All of the black.
Let me tell you guys, in the spring, the Morning Detour will be going to Nova Scotia. We're gonna bring the video guy. We're gonna film the whole thing. You've never seen me on the loose until I go back home to Nova Scotia. I'm not Scotian, but it's our roots. It's our black dirty south. Shout out to everybody that's Scotian, man. The white shark all day, every day. So Nikki, I don't know if I put the right caption for the song. We're gonna do Trey Songz, Mila J, Disrespectful. I don't know if there's an easy way to cheat. I don't know if there's a polite way to cheat. That's the angle I went. I didn't want to force your hand.
We'll talk about it.
You know,
you were right on the money.
I don't know if that's where you was going with it.
Right on the money. Same page.
Okay, let's play a snippet of this. So the song we're going to feature, we're going to break down on Between the Lyrics with Nikki Musique from Breakdown to Lowdown. It's Trey Songz, Mila J, Disrespectful. So let's try that out. We'll come back and we'll talk about that a little bit. Let me play that. Join me. Let me locate it. Let me play that one. All right, let's get into it.
If my girl found out you was on her side of the bed, she'll keep. If your man found out I was
was on your side of the bed, he'll go. If my girl found out he was wearing a robe, I'd probably go missing. If your man found out I was wearing his slippers, wait, I don't care about none of these.